Hey, Kevin, what do you want to do about this podcast intro?
For Reading to Strangers?
Yeah.
I was thinking we'd download this broody-ass music. Then you'd be like, Read to Strangers. I'd be like, I don't want to read to strangers. I'd be like, Read to Strangers. I'd be like, I don't want to read to strangers. Then I shoot myself in the head. Pow!
See, I was thinking more like Reading Rainbow's theme song.
Like with LeVar Burton?
Yeah.
Like, take a look, it's in a book, that shit.
Yeah, but like, Reading to Strangers.
Reading to Strangers. Reading to Strangers. No, that's a terrible idea.
Strangers, to the introductory episode zero episode of Reading to Strangers, the podcast. My name is Kevin Strange. I am an award-winning cult horror fiction author, horror filmmaker, game designer, all-around weirdo, and I am coming to you from KevinTheStrange.com, the center of Strangeville, if you will. And I'm just here to give you a little bit of little juicy juice on what this podcast is going to be about. Normally, I'll be joined by my co-host, Jeremy Daniels, and we are going to run down the relevant industry news in the fiction world, in the small press horror and bizarro fiction world. And one of the main things we do here at Reading to Strangers is we read you serialized audiobooks, hence the name of the podcast, Reading to Strangers. So each week we will be playing the next, you know, a sequential part of an audiobook. And for the first audiobook that we're going to be reading to you guys as the show kicks off in the inaugural episode is a novella I wrote called The Humans Under the Bed. In fact, after I record this, I'm going to be recording a special origin of episode as I talk about the origin of Humans Under the Bed. So that will be serialized week to week. We'll play you a little snippet of it, and then a continuation of it the following week, and the following week, and the following week, until the serialization is complete, and then we will move on to the next audiobook. That is the main crux, if you will, of the Reading to Strangers podcast, but we will also be doing industry rants and rants and ravings, where I will try to cover and address controversial topics facing the literary community, which most people are afraid to talk about in anything other than the terms set forth by the dominant and oppressive liberal majority in small press fiction. There's a lot. For years, I've been writing books now for 6 years. I've been making movies for 5 years before that. So I'm over a decade into this game. And one thing that's always bothered me about the culture surrounding art and the creative culture in general is this oppressive majority of liberal ideology that sort of prevents anyone from speaking publicly out against any of the liberal ideologies. But there are a lot of people who behind the scenes and in private, and when they think no one's listening, will have very, very different views from what's publicly put out there. I will never expose my friends that don't want to be named, but I will talk about candid discussions I've had with other authors, and I will talk about my own personal feelings about matters as they come up. I've been doing this on social media for years. If you follow me on Facebook or on Twitter, you'll know that I do not fear the wrath of the witch hunters, the self-appointed genre policemen, if you will. I fear them not. They don't intimidate me in the least. And I will, this podcast, in addition to being, you know, serialized readings and industry news, will also be a platform for me to speak for the silenced minority of people who disagree with public shaming, social media witch hunting, for people who are uncomfortable with the clear dominance of the feminist agenda in small press, horror, and bizarro fiction. This stuff gets covered a lot in the science fiction and fantasy world. It blew up a few years ago with the sad puppies / rabid puppies controversy, and has been sort of in the zeitgeist of the literary world from a science fiction perspective for years. But the sort of fear, the fear that the, you know, horror is smaller than science fiction, and bizarro is a microcosm of horror. So the personalities, there's so few people actually involved in these communities that speaking out is basically a death sentence for your career. Speaking out and taking a stance that's not popular with the majority will get you excommunicated and exiled in a spectacular fashion. I don't give two shits whether these people accept me or not. I've been around for a long time. I've been nominated for their awards. I've spoken on panels at their shows. I've hosted panels at their conventions. I'm good friends with a lot of people in the industry that agree with me. I'm good friends with a lot of people that disagree with me. The difference between my position and the position of the of this oppressive liberal majority is I accept opposing viewpoints. I don't shut my friends out. I don't shut them down. I don't publicly shame them, and I don't ostracize them for holding beliefs that differ from mine. I exercise tolerance and open-mindedness, and I have many liberal friends, and I have many conservative friends and libertarian friends. I have many gay friends, straight friends, black friends, white friends, trans friends. I have foreign friends, local friends. I have international friends. It just doesn't matter to me, and so I have no fear of being ostracized from a group that I chose to associate myself with. I lose nothing by my association with the small press horror and bizarro fiction communities. I lose nothing by being ostracized from these communities because I had already built a name for myself in the independent horror scene through the years of feature films that I directed. And, you know, I willingly walked into small press fiction open-minded, open-armed, willing to learn, willing to listen. But after years of seeing how dominated this culture is by one point of view, and a point of view that is malicious towards straight white men, in particular, racist towards them, sexist towards them, and in general, intolerant of anything that falls outside of the very strict, narrow social justice viewpoint of the extreme left. Those are the types of shows you will become accustomed to listening to, reading to strangers. As I said, we'll be reading you audiobooks. We'll be covering the news, and we'll be covering all of this, all of the controversies that arise from the perspective of open-mindedness and tolerance. So if that sounds like your jam, we're going to come to you every week, posting new episodes on Sundays at kevinthestrange.com. And that's going to do it for the introductory episode. So episode 0 is in the bag, folks. Thanks for listening. And remember, keep reading strange. Hey, Jeremy, did we get the Patreon page set up yet?
Yeah, Kevin the Strange.
Oh, good. Thank God. At patreon.com/kevinthestrange.
Yes, sir.
So our fans can go donate as little as $1 a month to help support the podcast?
That's correct.
Oh, thank God.
Why? What's going on, man?
Oh, you know, the crack horse we keep chained up in the basement. They haven't had a fix in over a week, and they're starting to get weird.
Like, what do you mean by weird?
Like, the skinny one ate the fat one's butthole.
Sounds hot.
No, I mean, like,
physically ate the skin around her anus.
Still kind of hot.
Yeah, you're right. All music featured on the Reading to Strangers podcast provided by Kevin MacLeod at Incompetech.com. Licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0. http://creativecommons.org/license/by/3.0/.